Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies. I'm Evan Schumann. When chains look at mobile issues, the best way is to know where you want to be 1 and perhaps 2 years down the road. At least then you can make meaningful decisions about near-term deployments given your longer-term objectives. We posed that question to a panel of retail IT execs at a recent Storefront Backtalk mobile discussion. Home Depot's Kara Kinsey, the chain's senior VP of IT, opened that discussion looking at all of the data they want to collect on mobile and dreaming of the day when it can all be integrated. Pizza Hut CIO Baron Concours wants to tie Facebook comments into specific customer CRM profiles so they can quickly address complaints. The operating VP at HSN, Sean Bunner, cautioned retailers to avoid the mistakes made in the earlier days of the web. And Ann Taylor, Chief Technology Officer Michael Sager, closed this segment, arguing that retailers desperately try to cling to old approaches.
Right now, our strategy is to go have an engine that's the same for all, but to be able to identify where the source of it was. So if you came into our store, like he said, and you had a project going, then you had part of it online through kitchen design, and part of it you walked in, and part of it was on your phone, we will know where all of the sources of it were, but we'll also know where all the statuses are and be able to help you accordingly. And you can also go on to whatever device and see that yourself. That's our end goal objective. So, and we have, you know, roadmap to get there from here. But it shouldn't matter to us how you sourced it. It's just that we can tell you and give your information back. It is not something we're doing today. I'm not aware that anybody's doing it holistically all the way around the clock today, but I think everybody's probably striving for that right now.
The ultimate vision for anyone in retail or hospitality would be, you know, I like to think about the use case of someone lashes out on their Facebook page about an issue they had with your brand, and you would quickly be able to see that person's spend, right? Or the 360-degree view of that person's, is this a person that comes once a week? Is this the person that's the first time they've ever stepped foot in my restaurant? You know, those are the ultimate vision, but, you know, we're not there yet.
Technology and mobile device, it's easy to instantly jump to all these wonderful things that it can do and that are, you know, way out in the future. If you just pull up, you know, the top 10 retailers, if they have a website and if they have an app, and you just try to navigate, it's funny to see a lot of people making the same mistakes as 10 years ago they were showing in the earlier session of e-commerce. I mean, things are hard to navigate. They're hard, you hit the wrong button because they're too small. So I, you know, pages aren't tagged. So I personally think there's about a year. This will be the year of better user experience, ubiquity across applications, and then I think it's next year before we start getting things.
So we should master the fundamentals first.
Yep.
Kara?
It's about the customer, not about us. What can we do to make it easier on the customer?
It raises an interesting question. We all seem to like to hang on to models that are rooted in 19th century technology for some reason, right? What's a cash wrap in a store? Well, it's a place where you could put the great big brass register with the big arm on the side that went cha-ching, right? Well, why do we need one? What's the point? What's it there for? The only reason it's there is because you still have this big thing sitting there that you have to interact with, right? I'm not saying it works for every form of retailing, but certainly for many, there's no reason why, quote, cash wrap can't be a device sitting in the palm of the associate's hand. Scan, 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 swipe the card, a la, you know, many retailers are doing this today. It works. And then why do you need that whole experience at all? Why is that artifact of 1970 sitting there in the middle of your store? Reclaim the space, use it more effectively.
Another of the futuristic goals of the panel was to finally get inventory data accurate and current. Pizza Hut's Concours starts off on the importance of mobile and inventory. And Taylor Sager emphasized that the data, if maintained properly, will help move sales. And then Pizza Hut's Concours talked about how inventory data can radically influence operations if it's made available to every level of employee.
It depends on if you're going to click to go in and get it versus do, you know, a delivery to your house, right? I mean, it's irrelevant if you're doing a delivery to your house, right? But, you know, I can tell you personally, I think one of the big frustration points I have as a consumer is me ordering something for pickup and getting there and they don't have it, right? That does huge, immense damage to your brand for a lot of reasons, right? So I think that, I don't know if it's specific to mobile, but I think having that data integrity of your inventory is going to be more critical going forward, because at the end of the day, if your competition's doing it better than you, then they'll take market share.
In grocery, I would kill for the ability to put in a device, a product, and be told, I don't have it before I spend 20 minutes looking for it.
Mobility liberates information. It encourages the ubiquity of information, and that information flow is bi-directional. It is from the retailer to the client. It is from the client to the retailer. It can be used to great power, perhaps to great harm in either direction, mostly to great power. Obviously, you want to have some controls. You want to allow privacy where appropriate in information flow from the client to the retailer. So you want to make sure those kinds of things are in place. But if you think about it from the vantage point of operationalizing the client to make intelligent decisions, of course it can aid that. And if the data is there and there's no reason why it shouldn't be, then why can't we share that data productively with the client and let them make intelligent decisions? Right? If the client walks into a store and sees a product that she likes sitting on, hanging on the shelf or hanging on the rack, and doesn't want to go through 37 of them to see if the size 6 is there, yeah, let the data be there. Let it help. And that data can either be there for the client, or it can be there for the associate who walks up to the client and says, can I help you? And she says, well, I'm looking for a size 6. Tap, tap. Okay, the size 6 is, we don't have it here, but we have it over there, or I can have it shipped to you in 24 hours. Which would you prefer?
I think the customer is going to dictate the retailers having to provide that, because as more and more people get the smartphones, it's expected. And then I think it's desirable on the retailer side to provide it and be accurate, because it's going to increase sales. So they're going to go somewhere else if you're not the one that has it. The end game.
I think I would add that, we're talking a lot today about mobile applications and devices that relates to consumers, but there's a whole other initiative we're undertaking on how mobile devices can empower our operations and better run our business. And when you look at, it's not just consumer. When we say consumers are adopting smartphones at a heavy rate, it's also the people that are working in our restaurants and our stores. And gee, wouldn't it be nice if I could pull up my work schedule for the week on my smartphone? Wouldn't it be nice if I can see how sales are doing compared to forecast on my smartphone? There's a whole other way to enable your business by focusing on how it's for operations and sales and marketing that's not customer facing.
Well, actually, Kara, I'd say of the people on the panel, you're probably farthest along in getting information to the employees via mobile.
Right. So, today we just released it to the public where they can look at inventory in each store on our .com site. But in a store, when you walk in, if you need to find something, we can tell you who's got it, and we can call them right there and hold it for you. So that's very important to us.
Richard Nedwich, retail head of Meru Networks, puts it more succinctly. He argues that from the consumer perspective, today's mobile inventory efforts have simply failed.
A shopper trying to download product information or locate a salesperson, and that salesperson trying to call up inventory and pricing information on their mobile device while the customer is there tapping their foot and ready to leave. Customers, employees, somewhere, sometime, mobile is failing.
For the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies, I'm Evan Schumann.